En estos días pasados, el primer día yo
in these past few days, I also attended another conference that was highly critical to the level of musical education in Spain. Yesterday, Antonio Muñoz Molina was talking about the flight of musicians abroad. And it is true that perhaps we're not as forward as many other countries. It is also true, however, that the situation may have changed favorably, not only in the creation of symphony orchestras, but also in the creation of music schools that are highly competitive within Europe, and MusicME is one of them. MusicME is the higher musical education center from the Basque Country, and as Miquel Cañada said this morning, it's a small community, only 2.2 million inhabitants. Our center was created in 01 or 02 to provide quality musical education and professional training in all areas of performance for all classic and jazz music instruments, conduction and composition. The main objective of the center from its very inception has been providing students with a solid enough background to guarantee their future possibilities in the labor market, which has been our main goal in the 11 years during which we have been working. For that precise reason, our curriculum, which continues to work in three different courses, well, we still have students from the old pensum, the old curriculum, but those will graduate this year. So our aim has been not only teaching performers, conductors, or composers, but also teaching them about other aspects of a possible professional career linked to music, but perhaps overlooked in the past. All of these career possibilities, well, some of them were mentioned by Miguel Cañeras this morning, for instance, the possibility that we could have professionals in our orchestras that could act as drivers or encouragers of social programs, or why not training music critics, audio technicians, communicators, music disseminators, etc. But since we're gathered here in a forum of symphony orchestras, I will try to specifically address our orchestra practice in MusicME. Just to mention a few aspects of our learning center, today we have 322 students, 164 professors, and just to give you an idea, 40% of our students belong to the Basque community and Navarre, 55% come from other regions in Spain, and a small percentage, 5%, are foreign students. And I'm pointing this out because I believe it's very important considering the difficult situations we're going through. In the past, it was unthinkable for a French or German student to want to come to Spain and study music, whereas today it's a reality for schools like MusicME. I will try to stick to the allocated time because I understand we're running a little bit late, and I do not want to steal a single minute from my co-panel members. Our curriculum involves a very broad training. For instance, flute students, which is an orchestra instrument, will also take subjects of orchestra, complementary piano, has to work in several ensembles. I will mention those a little bit later, and also has to take courses in music, history, philosophy and aesthetics, harmony, analysis, body techniques, and a certain amount of credits in optional subjects covering a very wide range, going from theater, which thoroughly prepares students that would like to work, for instance, in the opera field, scene setup, languages, journalism, and music critique, audio techniques, and audio recording. I believe the range is vast and has been one of our strong points from the beginning, thus opening our students a broader professional future. Allow me now to tell you about the Orchestra Studies program developed by Music NA since 2003. As I said, Music NA was created during the school year 01-02, and on that very year, they launched the orchestra program for classical music students on one side, with participation in different areas, and also for jazz students, which is an important section of our activities with the big band. As part of our curriculum, we also have an ensemble of woodwinds, a historical band, an instrumental workshop, a sinfonietta, a wind ensemble, and different instrument workshops for composition students, as well as lectures on orchestration works. And well, obviously, we have our symphony orchestra, which is the one I'm focusing on. All these groups, or most of them, work together during the school year that ends with a public concert in a regular city theater, part of our community, part of our area. The specific aspect of Music NA is that groups of this sort work in intensive work weeks. They don't work throughout the year in orchestra practice. They actually gather during specific weeks of the year. We call them the purple weeks, and they intensively work on a repertoire, usually with a guest conductor. And obviously, this enhances the quality of their work. I'm not sure if there are any other centers in Spain working with under this scheme with their own orchestras, and particularly with so many guest conductors as we have had. Conductors that sometimes work with many of you, like Pablo González, Luis Collor, Juan Jomena, Salvador Mas, Manolo Livieso, sitting here, and so many others. And performances are done in regular theaters of the orchestra circuit, like the Kursaal Auditorium or the Cultural Palace of Bilbao, etc. The working methodology, well, on one side, it's one curricular activity that students have to go through. In other words, they meet during those weeks, but they have already studied previously, and then they rehearse together and close the cycle with one or two concert performances. This year, we had one of those concerts in November. Next week, we will have the first Purple Week of this school year. During that event, we will also join the celebration of the 100 years of the Francisco Escudero, Maestro Francisco Escudero. It's his 100th anniversary, and the Symphony Orchestra of Music NA will play one of his symphonies. Under the conduction of Lulu Tamayo, the next Purple Week will be in February and the last one in May. As I said, these intensive work weeks during which we teach no classes whatsoever in the center are entirely devoted to preparing the orchestra for these concerts. And the meeting of ensembles like the woodwind ensemble and the metal wind ensemble involves only one work week a year. And the Sinfonietta, which is a chamber orchestra, has 2 weeks a year, and the Musicene Symphony Band, 2 weeks, and two more for the big band, for the jazz students. In general terms, the smaller groups like the Sinfonietta and the wind ensembles, both of them, are made up by students from the junior courses, whereas the symphony orchestra is made up by third and fourth year students. Well, obviously, sometimes we include students from all levels in the orchestra if it's a large work, because we don't have a lot of students. So if we need more musicians, we will integrate junior students into the concerts, because we cannot cover the entire sitting of the orchestra with only our senior students. So this is how our curriculum works in our learning center. There's also an interesting part of it, which is the instrument workshop. It's about performance and the preparation work made by composition students in our center. As part of it, of the program, future composers can ask and learn about the technical possibilities of each instrument in the orchestra, and then carry out their creation work once they're actively, truly familiar with the sound of each instrument. There's a further activity for composers, and these are orchestration lectures and recordings. Composition students submit their work so that the Musicene Orchestra can work on those and with their conductor, and then they are recorded. And in the case of four-year senior students, instead of submitting arrangements, they submit their own compositions. And the objective of this is providing the fullest possible training to our students, as similar as possible to their future career. And last, although perhaps Maestro Valdivieso is a more appropriate person to deal with this, we work with orchestra conduction students, which also participate in much of this work. And at the same time, get prepared for their future work as conductors with a lot of practical experience. But like I said, Maestro Valdivieso will give you a better explanation than I could. Beyond this, well, when I started my presentation, I was saying that we're very grateful for, to be present in this kind of forum, because it is very important for a center like Musicene to have some outwards projection. We are always talking about making our orchestras known, or to overcome or the challenge of growing a wider audience. Well, our challenge is training excellent professionals and helping them understand what their lives will be like in the future, giving them a glimpse of it while they're studying. In that sense, in the External Affairs Department of Musicene, we strive to provide our students with the possibility of tasting their possible future career live outside the classroom. We want them to live the experience of a concert, to see the audience's response to the music. We want them to have the live experience of what it feels like. And at the same time, we want to advertise ourselves a little bit too. Nothing like the kind of projects, social projects we heard about this morning, but at least we do want to give something back to society for their efforts in subsidizing a musical learning center. We're entirely dependent on the Basque federal government. We're a public foundation subsidized by the local government, and the only funds we get is that's a subsidy and students' fees. which are slightly similar to those of a public university. So we're trying to give something back, particularly at such harsh times. Give something back in exchange for their support. And even if we have to, obviously investments have to be made in education, we want this investment to bear fruit and be turned into someone society can use. And in that sense, Musicene is always trying to reach out to all sorts of institutions. So we can produce a concert for our students to go and play in some small town that hard to reach distant town, or in some regular theater. And we also reach out for hospitals like the Oncological Center of San Sebastian to multiply their musical possibilities. Well, not only in our region, but also outside. And along the same lines, we believe that it's fundamental for our students to take contact with their future audience. And at the same time, it's very positive for the general public. And there's something I must not forget. I need to speak about our international dimension. I believe that something was said yesterday that we're still lagging behind several other European countries, and that's not unlikely. And there's also this a flight of performance that have to go abroad seeking a better professional lives. Well, many of those professionals were actually trained abroad, or many of our students were trained abroad and are coming back to Spain to give something back here as well. And the proof of that is that in Musicene, we have links with many other European learning centers, well, with many important centers from Germany, Austria, France, Italy, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Switzerland. Well, I will not list them one by one. The point is that when students want to go into an Erasmus exchange program, we have many more applications from European students that want to come to Musicene than Spanish students wanting to go abroad. And I believe that sort of proves things are not going so badly.
And last but not least, in our desire to build bridges and collaborate and establish partnerships, because as you heard, you have to keep going, you have to be innovative and enthusiastic and have shared projects. And I think now is the time to seek partners and collaborate as much as possible, everyone who's in the wonderful world of music, to make sure everything keeps going and we can all contribute. And we'd always had a very close relationship with the Symphony Orchestra of Euskadi, which is actually pretty near. It's in the same city, just a few miles apart. And also administratively, we're closely connected because we are both funded by the Basque government. And we did collaborate in the past in specific projects, but it didn't really become something ongoing. We did do some joint concerts and shared instruments or lent instruments to one another, and a lot of our students do take part in the exams for collaborators in both orchestras, for instance. And so we started thinking that on the one hand, the Euskadi Symphony Orchestra, as you saw this morning, is always thinking about new projects and about moving forward and coming up with new ideas. And Musikene, I think, has the same sort of attitude. And so we signed a preferred partnership agreement, which has this logo you see up there, Aula Jordá, also, which we think could be a very good example and a very interesting example, or at least we're very excited with this project. And it would be a way for all of us to help one another in these difficult times that we're all experiencing and that we've talked about so much these days. Basically, the partnership agreement we've signed has two or several aspects. First, Musikene, we had, like everyone else, a problem with the budget because there's less and less funding available. But we did want to continue to provide excellent training for our students. And we found it impossible to offer master classes inviting the kind of quality soloists we wanted. And thanks to this agreement, some of the soloists who play with the symphony orchestra will come and teach a master class for free to our students at Musikene. And of course, for us, that is a really interesting prospect. This morning, we've had three for oboe, clarinet, and violin. We hope that this this agreement has just been signed last June. It's on its infancy, but we hope that in the future there will be more projects of this type. Also, our conductor students, who we like to get real on-the-job training, we wanted them to work as assistant conductors with and to be taught by the conductor of the symphony orchestra, and with also with visiting conductors and lending of instruments, which was something that we were doing as well, and facilities, certainly. And then the collaboration was part of a program of season tickets of the symphony orchestra for our students. In fact, there's a Mahler Sixth, which will be performed next May. And I think for them it will be quite wonderful, but to live and to experience the whole thing from the beginning.